KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, light rain, and 39 degrees in Atlantic. We look for rain today and a high of 43. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. Topping the news, a fire late Sunday afternoon in Harlan resulted in the destruction of the former St. Michael's Catholic Church, despite the efforts of firefighters from at least four other communities to limit the damage. The blaze of the vacant building on 8th Street took several hours to bring under control, but no injuries were reported. Crews from Harlan, Denison, Kirkman, and elsewhere responded to the scene. The cause of the blaze remains under investigation. Several arrests were made recently in Audubon County. Sheriff Todd Johnson reported Sunday that 33-year-old Joshua Lee Larson of Audubon was arrested Friday evening and charged with possession of stolen property. The charge stems from an ongoing investigation and a second search warrant executed at Larson's residence at 311 South Division Street in Audubon. Larson was booked into the Audubon County Jail and later released after appearing before a magistrate. Audubon police assisted in the execution of the search warrant and arrest. The incident remains under investigation. Also arrested Friday was 24-year-old Rihanna Marie Christensen of Cumberland. She was taken into custody at around 8 p.m. in Monona County on an outstanding Audubon County bench warrant issued for contempt when she failed to appear for a court hearing. Christensen was being held in the Audubon County Jail on $1,500 cash bond. 28-year-old Ryan Bryce Nichols of Gray was arrested at around 9 p.m. Friday for driving while suspended. The arrest stems from a traffic stop on Highway 71 near North Division Street in Audubon. Nichols subsequently posted a cash bond and was released. A passenger in his vehicle, 29-year-old Benjamin Daniel Job of Audubon, was arrested for possession of marijuana. He was later released after appearing before a magistrate. Audubon police assisted in making both arrests. And at around 2 a.m. Sunday, 25-year-old Matthew Stephen Randeris of Hamlin was arrested on a charge of OWI second offense following a traffic stop on the 1900 block of Highway 44. Randeris was booked into the Audubon County Jail and later released after appearing before the magistrate. A Red Oak man was arrested early Sunday morning on an OWI charge. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office's 43-year-old Kip Michael Brower of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 2:25 a.m. on a charge of OWI first offense. Brower was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 cash bond. A fire last August in Casey that destroyed the city hall there was likely caused by arson. And while arson is suspected as the reason for the blaze, in an interview with the Omaha World-Herald, Ron Humphrey, Iowa's chief fire investigator, said the damage was so extensive that the cause might never officially be determined. The combination City Hall and Community Center burned down early August the 20th, the day that state auditors were scheduled to arrive to look at the city's books. Flames were first spotted in the part of the building where the city offices were located. Humphrey said, "Well, all the signs point to arson, proving it is difficult." Investigators, including those from the FBI and Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, are awaiting the release of the state audit, which is likely months away. The city's records burned in the fire, making the audit far more difficult. There have been no arrests. A search warrant, which remains sealed, was executed shortly after the blaze at the home of longtime city clerk Dorothy Dillinger. Casey Mayor Forrest Snowbrick said that Dillinger was interviewed by investigators a few days after the fire. He said she never returned to work after the interview and later resigned. Humphrey said Dillinger was very cooperative and denied having anything to do with the blaze. Local officials knew the state auditors were scheduled to arrive that day. The audit of city finances was being done as a result of a petition signed by more than 160 local residents. While larger communities in Iowa are audited annually, the city of Casey hadn't been audited in more than 20 years. Residents in Casey and three other small communities petitioned for an audit in the 2014 fiscal year. Judy Zimmerlein, who owns a hair salon in Casey, was organizer of the petition drive. It was circulated, she said, because an audit hadn't been done for so long and because there were suspicions of shoddy bookkeeping. Casey's mayor has described the call for an audit as a fishing expedition. He believes the timing of the fire to be a coincidence. John Hamm, spokesman for the ATF's Fire Research Lab in Maryland, told the paper evidence from the fire is being tested. Meanwhile, the new city clerk is on the job. The city offices have moved temporarily to the basement of the Rolling Hills Bank and Trust across the street in Casey. As Snowbrick says, he hopes the city can rebuild a new City Hall Community Center on the site of the old one. The city is insured to cover the cost up to $1.2 million. In our funeral announcements, Valeria Thrasher, age 92, formerly of Erling, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Valeria Thrasher will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Neva Manns, age 84, of Avoca, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Neva Manns will be today at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Howard C. Paulson, age 89, a lifelong resident of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Howard Paulson will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. V. Dwayne Hilsebeck, age 80, of rural Exira, died December 19th in Audubon. Funeral services for Dwayne Hilsebeck will be today at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Madeline May Klein, age 84, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Madeline Klein will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Faith Bible Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Marlo Clemens, age 85, of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Marlo Clemens will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Donald Eiler, age 86, of Carson, has died. Funeral services for Donald Eiler will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Carson United Methodist Church. Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson has arrangements. Marvin Hockenberry, age 93, of Anita, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Marvin Hockenberry will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lawrence Sheldon, age 85, of Erling, died Saturday in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Lawrence Sheldon will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. F. Wayne Ford, age 91, of Council Bluffs, has died. Funeral services for F. Wayne Ford will be Tuesday at 2:30 at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Roland Bud Ursham, age 81, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral services for Bud Ursham will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Hugh Ross, age 89, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Services for Hugh Ross are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.